WSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has signed an order to ban flag burning, even though it's protected free speech. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the report.
The president's order directs the Justice Department to investigate instances of flag burning.
When you burn the American flag, it incites riots at levels that we've never seen before. People go crazy.
He said flag burners should receive a one-year jail sentence. However, in 1989, the Supreme Court ruled that burning the American flag constitutes symbolic speech that's protected by the First Amendment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kilmar Obrego-Garcia surrenders to ICE custody in Baltimore and faces possible deportation to Uganda.
The 30-year-old, originally from El Salvador, was released from a jail in Tennessee last week, where he had been detained since June after being brought back to the U.S. following deportation to his country of origin, which had been described as an administrative error. U.S. officials say Obrego-Garcia can be deported because he came to the U.S. illegally and because an immigration judge deemed him eligible for expulsion in 2019, just not to his native El Salvador.
Correspondent George Williams says the government has given Obrego-Garcia until today to accept a plea deal, and deportation to Costa Rica or that offer will be off the table forever. Four homes, six other structures destroyed by a wildfire sweeping through central Oregon, as thousands of homes in the state and in northern California, wine country, remain under evacuation orders. About 4,000 Oregon homes under various levels of evacuation orders. That's due to the 29-square-mile flat fire. The Picket Fire in northern California has charred about 10 square miles of Napa County. It was just 11% contained. This is SRN News. Educators in the Lone Star State weigh in on the Ten Commandments.
More than 17,000 people belong to a page on the social media platform Reddit called Texas Teachers, and a lot of them are celebrating a court decision blocking a new law that requires the Decalogue to be posted in every state school. A disturbing number of page members praise the ruling with statements including, quote, thanks Satan, and, quote, hail Satan. Others suggested ways to get around the law if it's upheld, including ways of destroying the commandments posters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit in Hawaii, arguing that the Trump administration is unlawfully restricting access to the abortion drug mifepristone. The ACLU and other plaintiffs are asking a judge to find that the FDA violated the law by restricting the pills without scientific justification, but are stopping short of flat-out seeking an immediate elimination of the restrictions. This is SRN News. In health news, experts are saying medical costs may be rising soon.
Prescription and medical bills swamping some insurers and employers, and that means patients may start paying more next year. Health insurance will grow more expensive in many corners of the market in 2026, and some coverage may shrink. Officials say that could leave patients exposed to more cost for both a doctor visit and your prescription coverage as well. Jason Walker reporting.
In business news, Keurig Dr. Pepper buying the owner of Pete's Coffee in an $18 billion deal, then break itself in two with one company selling coffee, the other selling cold beverages like Snapple, Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, and energy drinks. Keurig Dr. Pepper sees both coffee and cold beverages an area of growth that would be better navigated by independently operating companies. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.